brought to you by Beltone, a leader in hearing healthcare. This week, Ken Lane, the mountain gardener of Waters Garden Center in Prescott, tells all about the mountain evergreen that grows fast. Learn about cedar trees and what you need to do to grow a happy and healthy tree. The deodar cedar, Cedrus deodara, is an evergreen conifer favored for its gracefully drooping branches. It is often used as a specimen tree on large properties and parks, often used to line streets. This species is the national tree of Pakistan and garnered the Award of Garden Merit from the Royal Horticultural Society. True cedar. The Pinaceae family includes both evergreen and deciduous conifers such as pine, spruce, and fir trees. Other cedars in the family include the cedar of Lebanon and the statehood tree on the Prescott Courthouse Square, Atlas cedar. The name deodar evolved from the word devadaru, a Sanskrit word that translates to timber of the gods. It is considered sacred in Hinduism. Botanical name Cedrus deodara. Common name deodar cedar, Himalayan cedar. Plant type evergreen coniferous tree. Mature size 60 feet tall, 25 feet wide. Sun exposure full sun 6 plus hours. Soil type well drained. Soil pH adapts well to alkaline soils. Hardiness zones 7 to 9. Native area Western Himalayas. How to grow deodar cedars. Reaching 250 feet in its native Himalayan setting, local trees grow between 40 and 70 feet tall. They grow at a modest pace, adding 24 inches per year. The tree needs space because of its beautiful weeping branches, which extend 25 feet wide. Give this tree plenty of space, a sunny spot with well-drained soil. Avoid planting this cedar in areas that get a lot of wind. Colorado spruce is a better choice in windy landscapes. Embedded. How to plant a deodar cedar. 1. Dig a hole 2 to 3 times the container's width but the same depth. 2. Check drainage by filling the hole with water. All water should drain away within 12 hours. If not, you have hardpan soil, and it will need to be penetrated. Dig deeper and add a layer of gypsum. 3. Waters premium mulch. Blend 1 part mulch with 2 parts soil taken from the hole. 4. Score the root ball sides and bottom with a utility knife or pruners. 5. Blend soil, mulch, 7-4-4 plant food and aqua boost mixture, then pack firmly around the root ball. 6. Stakes and V-strap. Install stakes just outside the roots, making sure the stakes are deeper than the soil mix. Remove original shipping stake. Use V-straps around tree trunks to support trees from wind. Use one strap under the tree canopy and a second 18 inches below the first. If necessary, use a small nail or screw on the lodgepole to stop the wire from slipping. 7. Build a well around the tree and water it with root and grow mixture. Water with root and grow every 2 weeks for the first 2 months. Use remaining water's mulch inside the tree well as a top dressing. This will keep weeds down, insulate roots from heat and cold, and keep the roots moist. Light. A planting site with full sun, 6 plus hours during the growing season, is best. Soil. Cedars are very adaptable but require well-drained soil. Waters premium mulch makes it easier for your plant to settle in when planting in heavy clay soil. Water. Water newly planted trees regularly with a garden hose for at least 1 month, 2 months in summer. Automatic irrigation systems may not be sufficient initially. Water frequency will vary according to the season, exposure, and plant size. April to October, cedar should be irrigated 2x weekly. November to March, cedar should be irrigated 2x monthly. Plant food. Keep this evergreen tree happy by feeding 3x times per year with 7-4-4 all-purpose food, March, July, and October. Varieties of deodar cedar. Albospica, a slow-growing cultivar with white or silver foliage. Aurea, features horizontal branches and golden needles. First described by botanist J. Nelson in 1866. Golden Horizon, a dwarf variety that grows quickly but only up to 10 feet and has golden needles that turn yellow-green in the summer. Phelan Blue is a dwarf variety that features blue-green foliage and weeping branches that grows to 5 feet tall and wide. Kashmir showcases silvery blue-green foliage and can tolerate below zero temperatures. Pruning. Deodar cedar is a low-maintenance tree. The only pruning needed is to remove any branches that have become dead, damaged, or diseased before new growth begins in the spring. If you need to prune, use extreme care. It's easy to cut away too much grain that won't grow back, leading to the tree's death. Common pests/diseases. Giant conifer aphids attack deodar cedar, though these infestations do not usually affect the tree enough to severely injure it. Tree aphids produce a sticky liquid called honeydew, which falls to the ground, making everything tacky. Aphids are easily handled with high-pressure sprayers that administer Waters Sayonara insecticide. In the spring, apply Waters Plant Protector for year-long protection. Until next week, I'll be helping homeowners choose the fastest-growing evergreen for their landscape. This article was written by Ken Lane. He can be found throughout the week at Waters Garden Center, 1815 West Iron Springs Road in Prescott, or contacted through his website at watersgardencenter.com or top10vegetables.com. Get more gardening tips from Waters Garden Center in the Mountain Gardener column on signalsaz.com.